It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rastrelli's on a cold, blustery day. We want to thank the coaches for coming in on this evening. J.D. Luters, we're going to get started with him. Coach, you're going to open things up on Thursday. Are the boys ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely, Gary. The kids have worked really hard, and it's been, two and a half weeks of straight just battling in the room. So Thursday will be a big opening night for us, and we couldn't pick a better place than yours, in spotlight.
So I know in basketball they get an opportunity to play a scrimmage before the regular season. You don't get anything like that in wrestling, do you?
No.
Or how do you work? Do you?
You get an option to do that, but it's one scrimmage through the whole year, and usually teams will do that over Christmas break because of a 3-week break, But we normally don't. We just work with our kids in different aspects. Like over Christmas, we'll lift weights and condition and try to give them a break from the room. But we had Gene Knight Invitational Monday, and 33 of our JV kids got to wrestle on that, so that was a great experience for them. And we had a few of the kids in the room working out that are varsity kids that we didn't wrestle in that tournament. So overall, I think our kids are ready and they're excited, and I hope people come out and watch them,
How did the Gene Knight Invitational go?
Really good. Our kids, we've talked about this, Gary. We have a handful of kids who have never wrestled before, and then we have some kids with 1 or 2 years experience. But our coaches have done a great job with these kids. And on the night, the kids showed improvement through the matches, and they all got 2 or 3 matches and good attitudes and really good sports and worked hard and all the things we look for. And then we just go back in the room and start teaching them more stuff, and they'll be successful. It's just a matter of time. It's a tough sport, right? And sometimes you don't get that instant gratification. But we just preach to them that if they give it all and just keep wanting to get better, they're going to get better.
How many schools were there?
There was 14 schools there.
Wow.
I think between us, North Scott and PV, we had the most kids that were there. Bettendorf sent like 15. But overall, it was a good experience for all the kids, for early season meet like that to have in our your gym, that's pretty exciting too.
So what was the reaction for some of those first-timers? They've been working in the room, but they're out on the mat for the first time with people in the stand.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things that happen. They forget to shake hands, or they walk off the mat when it's over and don't look at anybody, not even the referee, to get their hand raised, or just little things like that, or shocked that they did win, because they didn't know the score, So we just kind of try to coach them through that and walk them through all those things. And it's fun to watch them because they are excited when they do well, and that's pretty important to us that they know that we're proud of them, so it's pretty cool.
Thursday again, tomorrow evening, the duel with Davenport West. Just going to be a duel, just the Falcons and the Kings. How's everything going to play out?
Yeah, it's super exciting for us. Go back to old school type of wrestling. We have a junior wrestling night, and that starts at 5:45, so all our youth wrestling and our middle school wrestlers will be out there and represented by their schools and teams, and we'll give those a chance to walk around, and then the JV starts around 6 o'clock, and then we'll go to a spotlight roughly 7:15, and then the varsity will compete under the spotlight. So I'm super excited for them.
And it's great. You fill out all 14 weight classes.
Yeah, I've been fortunate through my career that we've had good numbers, and honestly, I've never had a forfeit a weight class, and that's just kudos to the kids. They buy into our program. The coaches do a really good job, and to be successful, you can't forfeit, right? You can't give up 6 points, and when we push, that's the game that we're gonna win. That's the goal, and we're gonna start with Davenport West, and it gets tougher as the season goes on. Like we just talked about, Assumption the following week, North Scott after that, Bettendorf in January. So this is a really good opportunity for our kids to shine in front of a home crowd, and like I said, it'd be neat to see Yord fill up with people. I know it's easy now to sit at home with Netflix and all the different streaming, but, go outside and see what these young men are doing. They're working their butts off, and they should be recognized.
It is always great to see the traditional programs in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. You mentioned 3 of them right there along with the Clinton River Kings. So, when you go against those schools, is it a little more interest for you?
Absolutely. it's and I must be old and dumb because I still feel like we should win all of them, right? And it doesn't matter that I took 7 years off and came back. When we compete against Baton Rouge with Danny or Assumption or North Scott or PV, they're pretty heated meets, you know, and you want it that way. I want the kids to feel that. I don't want them to roll over and give up and say we're not good enough to wrestle them, right? I don't want them to do that because when they grow up, you're not going to go to an interview and say, I'm not good enough to get the interview. So we're trying to teach them life lessons. But, yeah, it gets exciting. I get fired up. The kids know I still have it. And like, we chewed a little, you know, about tonight at the practice room. And so we're gonna give it all we have. And it's not a joke. These guys are going to come out to try to beat you. And our goal is to try to beat them, you know.
Where do you see the real strengths in your lineup, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. We have some lightweights that are just coming back that are still, you know, getting used to the program, and that's probably the learning curve for them. But middleweights to the upper weights, we're pretty solid. Brody Harrington was in and out of the lineup, but he's our 3,200 tough little kid. Then you go with Danny Peters and Brady and Sam Hoffman and Ethan Carpenter and Nolan Eggers and Hayden Chandler and Hilario. And so we're solid in the middleweights. And traditionally, Clinton has been really tough in the lightweights. You know, we've had some tough, but
yeah.
We're just the opposite. We're just
looking at our Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, we keep looking at, like the old days, it was the lightweights and then a few of us big guys. But we're tough in the middleweights, the upperweights. And I expect those guys to be leaders. And we talk about all the time. And to keep this tradition going again, you have to pass that on to the next group, you know.
Saturday then, after you get that duel in, you get to go to an invitational. And I know that's a little different animal. I mean, it's a full day. You got to get the kids. I mean, there's downtime, but then you got to get them ready.
Yeah, it is. And it's a challenge, too, because, you know, to win a tournament, and we've had some success in tournaments. Now, it's been quite a few years, and our goal is to win. Sterling, but you got to wrestle well with your good kids and your kids that have had kind of a rough day need to finish it out, because you can win a tournament in the backside, third place, fifth place, win by a pin. A pin is 2 points no matter where you pin somebody, so it's all important, right? So we're trying to teach a kid that takes all 14 of them to win a tournament. It doesn't take just two champs and, you know, four or five not placing. So great opportunity. Illinois teams will never see again. I like it. It's a really well-run tournament, and you know, it's just a good opening tournament for us to get going.
I know I've asked this question before, but are the styles different at all or no?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of difference. You know, the Illinois schools traditionally that we see are a lot of upper body, and we don't wrestle upper body in the MAC at all. You know, it's a lot of low leg attacks, but you will see that in the state. So it's good for us to get an opportunity to see that. Win or lose, the kids will learn from it. And then we walk away, and, you know, really, this is just another meet. It didn't matter, right? It just, we don't go say, well, we got to see this kid at the state meet in, you know, 2 months. It was just like, that was a really good experience for him. So that's what I shoot for with that tournament. And we come back and we wrestle in Iowa the rest of the year.
I know, you know, you were very successful at wrestling. Do you ever do any Greco-Roman?
No. I just did a couple of freestyle, you know, play baseball.
Yeah.
So I didn't do much. But Greco-Roman, I don't even think, you know, other than Stevie Knight and Danny, we didn't have too many Greco guys.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, like we have now Danny Peters, the Fargo freestyle guy, and he's the first one that's been at Clinton for a long, long time. So,
yeah.
You know, that's important, too. If you do that in the off season, you're going to get better, you know. So
obviously two different styles.
Totally different, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Totally different. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. You know, like I told you a couple of weeks ago, we're 3 wins away from 600 as a school, which started in 1927, and ironically, you know, give kudos to my father, but the Looters will have over 320 of those 600, so it's pretty cool.
There you go. Very good. Hey, thanks so much, and we'll try and catch up with you next week,
all
okay?
Right. Sounds good, Gary.
Appreciate it. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
It's just a savings account, but it helps your son save his allowance for his first bike with his Thumbity Club account. It's just a checking account, but it helps your teenage daughter learn to manage her money with her teen checking account. It's just a mortgage loan, but it helps you and your wife buy a bigger home with our affordable interest rates. At Clinton National Bank, these are not just bank products, but a way to help you and your family live your best life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep.
no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Merry Christmas from Borders Convenience Store on Lincoln Way, where they feature top quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. During the rush of the holidays, start your day at Borders with their breakfast bowl, along with a cup of signature blend coffee. And of course, Borders can satisfy your beverage and snack needs. Open 7 days a week to serve you. Come to Borders Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 Pro Clean gasoline and clean K1 kerosene. Happy holidays from everyone at Borders.
Well, we're going to talk a little basketball with Marty Marshall. He blew in from Central DeWitt. He's got to drive back home in this wind. A little tough out there, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, the wind's blowing pretty good, and, you know, your car's moving side to side, so it should be a fun trip back home.
So you got an opening win against Center Point Urbana. Tell us about the ball game.
Yeah, so we came out, we were up 38-17 at halftime. And then the third quarter came about, and we couldn't rebound the basketball very well, and they kind of got back into the game. We ended up being by 15, but we played really well in that first half, moving the ball really well, pushing it like we want to, and played really good defense. They have one really, really good player, and he only scored, I believe, 5 points on us. So, I mean, that was key. And Hudson Kruko guarded him most of the night, and then Max Bergmeier guarded him a little bit too.
So now you had that big lead. Were they feeling maybe a little overconfident in the locker room, Coach, at halftime?
You know, we talked about that you know, we still need to come out and play the second half because, I mean, anything could happen. And our offense just went a little cold basically that whole third. And Center Point Urbana is a really physical team and attacked the glass pretty hard. And we didn't handle it as well as what, you know, we typically do.
First, you know, in football, first game, second game, and there's such a big difference. How about in basketball? I mean, how does that play out?
You know, every game you're trying to get better. And as the season goes on, you will see most teams getting better as they get going. You know, we had some pretty good production out of Ryan once again. He had 19 last night. And then Brady Meadows had 15. He shot the ball really well last night. So that really helped. And, you know, these other guys will come along as we get going. And, you know, part of that defense that we're playing, we're getting up in a little bit more than we have in the past. And we're just trying to get our legs under us.
You know, I was going to bring that up. I've seen your team a few times, and I know your style. You like that good, aggressive defensive style.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very defensive-minded. And we're actually getting in the passing lanes even more this year. Pressuring a little bit full court, just to put more pressure on the teams. And then that's going to help us get our offense going with what we're going to do, pushing the ball and trying to get up the floor quick.
Yeah, good point, Blake. I was looking at your schedule next week. You get right into it in the conference, Coach. You go to North, you go to PV.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first three games. You didn't add Assumption after the following week. So our first three conference games are really, really tough.
And they're all on the road, aren't they?
They're all on the road. So our schedule is a little weird.
I was looking at your schedule, yeah.
Yeah. So we obviously played home last night, and then we're on the road all of December, all of January we're home, and then February we're on the road again. So the next year it flips. You know,
how did that come about? That's so strange.
A lot of girl-boy doubleheaders, so I think that played a role in it. I don't think it was set up that way to begin with, and then we said, you know, let's play more girl-boy doubleheaders, so they started flipping some games, and I believe we're the only team that kind of has a schedule that way.
Yeah,
our first three non-conference, well, actually, I mean, our first four conference games are on the road.
And again, you're going against these schools that have really been strong the last few years. Let's start with North. What do you know about them?
So I just watched a little bit of film on them today, and they're gonna get up and pressure us. They're gonna play some full court man, and they're gonna try and push the ball on us. And that's typical Davenport North since I've been here, and they're very athletic and talented. So it'll be a battle for us, but as long as we play our fundamental style and get out and push the ball and play good defense, I mean, I like our chances. We should be competitive with them. And then we got PV on Friday, and they're a very solid, fundamental program. So that'll be very interesting as well.
You know, going back to North, they
they kind of speed you up. And sometimes you got to let your players know, hey, let's not hurry things.
We want to push the ball up the floor as quickly as we can, which is a little different than what I've done in the past. But, yeah, once we get into our half-court offense, it's let's relax.
Yeah.
They want to get out and get those transitions off of us. So let's, you know, push the ball. If we get a good look, take it. Otherwise, let's work the ball around and let's get a great shot. We keep talking in practice that we don't want a good shot. We want a great shot. And that might be the extra pass. That might be moving the ball side to side a few more times than we, you know, sometimes want to as kids.
Yeah, you know, and the thing, you know, we've had the shot clock for a while now, and I don't think it's, you know, it's played somewhat into the ball game, but 35 seconds, you can get your offense run in that.
35 seconds is a long time. You know, my first year, we didn't have the 35-second shot clock, and, you know, my first year, we slowed the game down quite a bit. Part of that was because of Sean and trying to make sure he could play as much in the game as possible, and we were still getting shots up before 35 seconds. So I don't see that it played a real big role because, I mean, we get our offense set and, you know, there's only 5 seconds that I've taken off the shot clock by the time we get up going. So I don't think it's playing a huge role for us. It's more of like PV that just wanted to pound the ball and, you know, they want you to screw up defensively before they try and score. So it's sped them up a little bit, but they've adapted to it. So.
Coach, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Nope, no problem. Thanks.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review after this.
At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, the decisions are much easier now. You can protect your family, plus gain peace of mind by pre-planning arrangements with Pape staff now. Pape Funeral Home can tailor a plan for each family, including budget payment terms, too, if desired. Phone 242-3344 for more information and to schedule a meeting. That's 242-3344. Pape Funeral Home and Cremation Service, 2308 Pershing in Clinton, 3 generations of family service for your family. Nelson Core Wealth Management is wearing jeans for charity. In exchange for getting to wear jeans to work on Fridays, they pay a $5 fine each week. At the end of the month, the money collected will go to charity. Nelson Core will match the fines collected each month up to $250. For more information, call 563-242-9042. The Jeans for Charity for December is Living Peace 365 organization. Nelson Core Wealth Management with offices in Clinton, Davenport, and Dubuque. Visit our website at www.nelsoncore.com.
Domestic Plumbing of Clinton. Since 1932, this area has counted on Domestic Plumbing as the leader in steam and hot water boiling systems, as well as heating and air conditioning. The trained and licensed professionals at Domestic are there for residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional work. Join the long list of satisfied customers who have put their trust in Domestic Plumbing for over 90 years. Domestic Plumbing, 716 South 2nd Street, Clinton. Give them a call at 563-242-0022.
Packer Estrella's going to talk a little basketball now with RJ Coffey. RJ, you had a chance to get to the Orient Tournament. You got 4 games in. You went 2-2. Tell us about the tournament.
We saw a little bit of everything. You know, it was kind of a roller coaster. There was times where we played really well, and there was times we struggled, which, you know, was kind of expected going in with a really young group. You know, I felt like we definitely left the tournament, though, with more positives than negatives. You know, but we still got a long way to go. And that's kind of what, you know, we want to use that first week is kind of evaluate what you need to do. And for us, you know, there's lots of things. So it was still good to get our guys out there. Really valuable experience. You know, we were going in with basically one guy that had gotten varsity minutes in the past. And so it was a good opportunity to get our feet wet and kind of see what we have.
A number of games in a short time period. How did the kids react to it?
You know, actually, they handled that pretty well. We had a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we only played one after that. So by game three, we were a little gassed. You know, we're not extremely deep, so, you know, there was a lot of minutes for our guys. And but besides that, I thought they handled it really well. You know, the game stuff wasn't an issue. It was just a lot of mental stuff. You know, we kind of struggled, kind of understanding what we needed to do and how to handle ourselves in certain situations. But you know, that's good for you. You know, and our guys took a lot away.
We just got done visiting with Marty Marshall, and one of the last things we were talking about was the shot clock. They don't have that in Illinois. Do you see that coming about?
It is coming. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
It's coming next year.
Next year.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So 25, 26. Yeah. So, yep.
35 like it is in Iowa, or do you have any idea?
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head. You know, they passed it last year, and they were still kind of ironing out some details. You know, in our area, you know, it's small towns. They're just kind of worried, you know, hey, who, how are we going to pay for it?
who's exactly. going to monitor it?
You know,
yes.
And really, the group that, you know, has been, I've talked to the most about are the officials, you know, it'll be a big adjustment for those guys.
Mm-hmm.
For us, you know, we try to play pretty fast. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, shot clock, I think, would benefit us because sometimes teams try to slow us down and grind us out a little bit. So, you know, for us, I don't see it being a big problem.
I know going over to the Ottens tournament, Prince of Peace is almost always there. And their fans, they were looking at me like, there's no shot clock.
Yeah.
And you see some teams, I mean, they get to that last 45, 50 seconds of a quarter, half, they're going to hold the ball.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's, you know, that's stuff we work on. That's a situation, though, you know, that we typically work on in practice, you know, is to be ready for that last bit of a half or a quarter. And if there's a minute on there, you know, there's a lot of coaches that will try to just get one out of it and really slow it down. And I do think they gave the okay for like some tournaments and shootouts to utilize the shot clock.
Okay.
Like if teams have it.
Right.
So there are some teams using it this year, but it's not going to be a part of the state series or anything like that.
You're going to a shootout, as a matter of fact, on Saturday. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're at the Eastland Shootout, and they really got a good group of teams coming. You know, it's kind of been a smaller shootout the last couple of years, but they really went out and got some bigger schools. You know, they got a couple of schools coming out of the Chicago area, and there's some really good local teams in it. So it'll be a good opportunity for us. We play a Warren ball club that's pretty solid. You know, they've got a wing there that I think he's been there for 6 years. You know, he's been there a long time, and he can shoot it. He's got a really crafty handle, and they've got some size too. So it'll be a tough test for us.
Maybe he got a COVID year, RJ.
He might have. He might have. You know, we're going to have to look into that because we'd be better off if he wasn't in town.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you were at the Orion tournament spread out over a week, and now you go to a shootout. Which do you prefer?
You know, the shootouts I really like. More and more schools are starting to do that where, you know, it's just a Saturday, and they bring in as many quality teams as they can, and they try to match you up. You know, kind of based on what type of team you are. And I think this year, besides the one we host, we're in three others. And it's just an opportunity. You get to see teams that you don't see. You know, last year, I think we traveled 3.5 hours. We had to play some of the teams from down south that we would never see except like at a state tournament or something like that. So it's a good opportunity to get to play and see some of the teams that, you know, you don't ever get a chance to.
And you're going to be playing on a Thursday. We were talking a little bit about that. I think sometime last year we talked about this as well. In the conference, you're all over the board.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to our conference schedule. You know, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it seems like very limited Fridays, which, you know, typically is a night you really want to play. You know, you get a good crowd and you head into the weekend with a game. But, yeah, that's just kind of how the NCUI works. But, you know, there's 21 teams, three divisions. So it's kind of tough officiating-wise to find enough to cover all those games. And, you know, you can't put them all on Friday night. So they kind of throw us all over the place.
And finally, before I let you go, your freshman daughter is doing pretty well for Mike Menchaca's team. How tough is it not to be able to see her play sometimes?
Well, I haven't seen any of her three games
yet.
Yeah,
and she got a game winner.
Yeah. Now, the good news is I think from here on out I get to go and watch. Now, I don't know if that's good news for her, but it's good news for me. But, no, I'm excited that she gets an opportunity to finally get to high school and play. You know, she's really been excited, and it's something, you know, that she's looked forward to. So they had a pretty good start. They had a rough one last night. You know, they're a young ball club too. And you know, just kind of what I saw in film, and we got together this morning and watched. And again, I don't know how much she always loves all that, you know, but she's thus far done pretty well. And, you know, I'm excited for her and her group, because I think her group's pretty talented.
You know, it seems like of late, the girl's been more interested in volleyball than basketball. Is she a baller? Does she like basketball?
She does. But she plays them all. You know,
well, I knew that.
She really
yeah.
likes softball. But, yeah, I would say basketball right now. You know, she's kind of one wherever, you know, whatever season is. But I would say basketball if I had to pick one.
Okay.
And if I had to hold her to the fire, I think it would be basketball.
And she's only a freshman.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, thanks so much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you very much.
I'm back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year-end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA.
We know the last thing anyone has time for is car trouble. For fast and friendly service, trust the experts at Classic Body Works. With our 24-hour towing service and full collision repair, your vehicle will be fixed professionally and back on the road in no time. Remember, it's your decision where you get your vehicle repaired, so don't let your insurance company steer you wrong. Make the right choice and choose Classic Body Works. Nobody notices our work, and that's the way it should be.
Custom Pack, a great place to work and an active community supporter, is proud of our River Kings and Queens. Custom Pack is a locally owned company working to improve the quality of life in Clinton, DeWitt, and the surrounding area, and is currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities. Custom Pack employees work in clean and safe manufacturing plants that produce plastic blow-molded products used by all people around the world. The ingenuity, dedication, and effort of our employees has resulted in nearly a half a century of success. That success is shared by the entire workforce through meaningful profit sharing, great wages, some of the region's best benefits, and a friendly team-based work environment.
Back at Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review, visiting now with Brandon Hanson, head coach of the Northeast Rebels. Brandon, I went to Bound on Monday, and I was looking for other scores. All of I see, Northeast and Waller. How'd that come about?
It was just kind of... You know, we were still looking for one more game for our 21st game, and I think Wallert was as well. And from my understanding is they reached out to, you know, our AD, and he sent me a text asking if I was interested in playing them, and I said, sure.
So you had a Monday-Tuesday then is the way it worked out. So what did the players think about? I mean, it was up at Wallert, right?
Yeah, up at Wallert.
Okay, so they got to see a larger team out of the Mississippi Valley.
Yeah, and, you know, that's... The kids were excited, actually, to that game. They wanted to see somebody different. And, you know, they've been asking me for the past 3 years, you know, to play somebody, you know, bigger and somebody different and that would, you know, be really good competition. And when this popped up, I figured this was probably the perfect shot.
So what, 70-54 was the final. What was the game like?
I mean, we were only down 2.5, and then we were staying with them through the third, halfway through the third. And then I think, their physicality just kind of started wearing on us, and you could tell the boys were getting a little tired, and they kind of went on a run, and we were late on closeouts, and they were hitting threes, and it was, you know, we just couldn't claw our way back.
And then, you come back the next night, and you get a big win over Regina.
Yeah, you know, the boys came back last night, and, you know, I was a little worried because, you know, we didn't sub too much on Monday night with, you know, just the way the game was going, and I was a little weary of, you know, what kind of conditioning the boys were in, but, you know, the way they played last night didn't even look like they were tired.
Everybody kind of kicked things off last night. Were there some scores that surprised you, some of the things you thought would take place in the conference?
You know, the way kind of last night went, you know, with matchups, you know, nothing really stuck out. You know, the Monticello's win and, you know, Comanche beating Durant. That's, you know, Bellevue putting a pretty good looking on who they're playing. I can't remember who they did, but nothing that really stuck out.
So what was it like finally to get a couple of ball games in?
You know, it's nice. You know, it's tough because, you know, in Iowa especially, you know, boys start just a week and then you're into the Thanksgiving holiday, so you'll lose a day. And so, you know, you're trying to pick up, you know, an extra day. We actually practiced Saturday knowing we were going to play on Monday. And you know, we ran out of time and, you know, trying to implement some stuff, but, you know, it's just trying to catch up with that.
Now, you don't have a Tuesday game next week. You go Friday, Saturday, right?
Right.
Okay, West Branch, and then you go to Cal. Wait, West Branch, of course, conference.
Yeah, actually, it's conference, but it's a non-conference game.
Oh, geez.
So,
your conference is that way.
Yeah,
forget that.
Any teams we play from the South, you know, it's not classified as a conference game, but it is a conference game.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Because it doesn't figure into your division.
Doesn't figure into our division. And, you know, that'd be another, you know, tough test for us, you know, going on the road out there and, you know, a long bus ride. And, you know, just boys just need to be coming ready to play.
And I see the Cal Wheat. That's their Hall of Fame Day?
Yeah, yeah. I think the last time that we played out there a couple years ago was their Hall of Fame Day. So they do a you know, their Hall of Fame nomination in between the boys and girls game, and you know, it's good to ask them this year.
You've got so many different rivals, Comanche, Prince of Peace. Is Cal Wheat kind of considered a rival? I mean, they're somewhat in the area.
Yeah, you know, I would say for what this is my sixth year, I mean, it's, I wouldn't call it like a big rivalry. You know, it's, some kids know each other, and, you know, they've more than likely have been playing against them since, you know, fourth grade because of all the local tournaments. So, you know, I would call it like a soft rivalry game. You know, not quite a Comanche one, but, you know, it's there.
And then the following, you're going to have three games, and a Saturday afternoon we're going to have an opportunity to see your team against Prince Peace. I'm looking forward to that. You guys had a heck of a ball game out of Goose Lake last year I had the chance to cover.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the last 2 years, you know, we've played Prince of Peace, have been really close games. And, yeah, 2 years ago, you know, we won on a three-pointer by Jacob Tegler, and then last year was Powell's, you know, shot at the end of the game. So, you know, I don't expect anything less for this year.
What have you seen from the leaders on your team? I mean, are they doing what you were kind of hoping for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're a experience-heavy team, a lot of seniors. So, you know, they're taking the role on pretty good and trying to get everybody in the right spots and, you know, just picking people up when they're down. And, you know, we played pretty well together. You know, we're sharing the ball really well. So makes for a fun game when that happens.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Best of luck. And, again, looking forward to seeing you on that Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street, or call us at 242-7895.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
At Snell Zorning Funeral Homes and Crematory, pre-planning your funeral arrangements allows a less stressful environment, provides a record of your wishes, relieves your survivors of emotional and financial burdens, and allows surviving family members to concentrate on the memories of a lifetime rather than the details surrounding death. This is Mary Rupp, Family Service Counselor at Snell Zornick Funeral Homes and Crematory. For more pre-planning information, give me a call at 242-0252. I can help.
Pleasure to visit with Andy Eberhardt on the program. Andy, you're probably a little tired. At least your girls might be. Three overtimes last night. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, they were a little tired today at practice. But, yeah, we went three overtimes last night with
Durant,
and some of those girls, I mean, we were kind of in foul trouble as well. We lost, you know, we had one of the Vogel girls foul out, so the girls that were in at the fourth quarter played all three overtimes as well. We had another one that was sick, so it was our five.
Oh, my goodness. I would imagine they would be a little bit tired.
Yeah.
So now is it a jump ball at the beginning of every overtime?
Yes, it is. Okay. It is. Yep. So, yeah.
Was it close throughout?
It was. It was. We kind of had a good first quarter. They had a good second quarter, so we were down two at halftime, and then kind of back and forth. And then, yeah, it was back and forth pretty much all night. A lot of free throw shot.
What was it like at the end of the ball game? Did somebody have a chance to win it before it went to those overtimes?
In the second overtime, we had to hit a three with like 12 seconds to go to tie it up. To push it to the third. So in the third overtime, we kind of did pull away kind of the last 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't down to the last shot, no.
had a chance to do your ball game with the River Queens, and that was kind of an interesting ball game. I mean, you got behind, but you got right back into it.
Yeah, we were down, and I don't know how long we were down, but we kind of came out and kind of put full court press on to get back in that fourth quarter, and actually had a shot to tie it with under a minute to go. So I was really pleased with the way they battled.
Tipton, they're a pretty solid team.
They were. Again, we went out there shorthanded. We didn't have a couple of our we didn't have Georgia. Georgia had a bad ankle, and Jenna Dunlop was sick. So we were shorthanded that night as well. But they're a good ball club. They shoot it really well.
I was mentioned during the break, the Waltz girl appears to be scoring some points for you.
Callie's doing a real nice job. She runs the floor really well, and she looks to she usually beat the other post down the floor, but she's also making some good moves around the basket. She's getting to the free throw line and shooting a high percentage there as well. She had she was 15 of 21 last night from the free throw line, so it's a lot of free throws.
Kind of eavesdropping a little bit on you guys over there visiting. And I know the numbers are down, and it seems like, you know, trying to get something in practice can be tough.
It is. It is. And, you know, we're trying to find ways of having competitive practices to make it more game-like. And it makes it tough when you don't have the numbers as we used to.
Friday, you travel to Mid-Prairie. How's this game going to play out?
It'll be a tough one. They're very athletic, very quick. They, too, have a couple six-footers in the post that are pretty skilled. So it'll be a challenge. They'll be pressing us quite often.
And then you're going to have Fulton come over to your place.
Yes.
I know Comanche and Fulton used to be great rivals.
Yeah. You know, it was it's nice to find the local games.
Yeah.
Get back to, you know, the old River City Shootout, or, you know, those used to play a lot. And, it's nice to play local people.
You know, you're just getting your season started. We probably, the way things work out with Christmas on a Wednesday, New Year's on a Wednesday, we're not going to talk to you guys again until the first of the year. What is your approach going to be to the holiday break?
Well, we will have, you know, I was kind of looking at that. We'll probably give them about 5-6 days off that Christmas week. We finish on that Friday night. And then Christmas is that next week, so we'll give them almost a week off, get them back, and luckily we play. I guess it'd be a conference, not a conference game, but across.
Yeah,
where we go to the south.
I was just talking to Brandon Hansen about that.
Yeah, so it's nice that we're not playing a true conference game right out of Christmas break, it's tough. It, you know, kids have got to travel; they've got to be with family, so. You know, it's kind of, you know, you practice who you have, you know. So we'll make it work.
Appreciate the time. Congratulations on that win.
Thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review. Again, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success, a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success, a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA.
You deserve more than just a job. You deserve a fulfilling career with higher pay and opportunities to grow. At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, we believe in your potential, and we're here to help you earn it. Get ready for a hands-on, affordable education in high-demand fields like IT, healthcare, manufacturing, and more. Visit eicc.edu/more. You deserve more. Earn it at Eastern Iowa Community Colleges.
Jerry Murphy now joining us. Appreciate it. Murph, congratulations. A win last night against Edward Colesburg. Last week when we were talking to you, you said, well, you got to get some offense from Powell and Detterman. Well, they scored 48 of your 57. So you're getting the offense from them, Coach.
Yeah, they did a great job. Keel, the first quarter, he kind of took over and got us going. And had a great, just a great quarter altogether. Played good defense. Everything was clicking. And then the second half, they made a run. And it was like a 10-point game. We scored a couple buckets right at the end of the half. And so it was a little closer than what it should have been. But then the second half, Logan really did a great job on the board.
Oh, 18 rebounds,
and,
my goodness.
18 rebounds. And they had two big guys. And, they were a football team. They're a physical team. This Rockford kid is like a linebacker with the ball. And our defense, thank goodness, because we were 2 for 23 shooting threes, our defense was really good. Hakeel started on Rockford, and he got a foul or two. And then we put Carson Newcomb on him, and he did a great job for a sophomore. He really hustled against a really athletic kid. And so I was so happy for him. And so the defense kind of won the game for us. Elijah Thomas, a sophomore, came off the bench, hit a crucial shot. It was a 5-point game with a couple minutes to go, made it 7 points, and then we stretched 12, and then it was kind of a foul game at the end and stuff. But really good for a first game. Great to have that win, played a lot of young guys. Two guys is the first time starting.
Yeah.
So it was a good first win against a quality team that was super aggressive. They pressed the whole game. It was a fun game, good win.
Well, that is great to hear. So how was practice today?
Today we actually had a good practice. We only had 10 kids. Three kids got hurt and they're sick. So we only had 10.
Well, you got 5-on-5, so you're good there.
We did 5-on-5. and we had a good practice. So we got a lot of situations, a lot of game-like stuff, kind of run the lactic acid, and I was getting sweating to get them going. And I thought we actually had a nice practice tonight.
Again, visiting with Jerry Murphy now, you've been around this game for a long time, and you might have been a little bit of a scorer yourself. Akil Powell, he became the school's all-time leading scorer as a junior. He's going to put that record so far out. Have you ever seen anybody who has that ability to score? Because in the few games that I've seen him, he can score.
He can score, yeah. We've had some guys who had that kind of knack. Katie and Larson was one. Derek Witt was a driver scorer. Seth Moeller, Patrick could, but he kind of tapered his game to play more defense his senior year to get us to state. Patrick was one of those type of guys too. And we've had some guys that could do it, but he scores when we need to. He drives and dishes when we need to. He just has that knack.
And I can recall you mentioning, this is something he did for you as a freshman.
Yes.
Took over a game.
The very first game, we were up at Central City. He took over the game in the fourth quarter, and he did the scoring probably the last two or three buckets, and he made the crucial bucket to win. And I talked to the assistant, hold on there, I said, we have a gamer. and he's been that way his whole career.
Things get a little tougher Tuesday. You get to go up to Bellevue Marquette, and they're solid. They were at state a year ago.
Yeah.
I think they got quite a few back.
And they had a really, really good fresh off group. They're just kind of reloading up there. They have a really tough schedule. If you look at their schedule, they're playing like North Scott. They're playing Waterloo West or East, one of those.
Wow.
I mean, they're a tough team. They're well coached.
Young coach.
Just keep getting better. But that's the challenge. We got to go against this team, and that's kind of the standard. So we got to get after it, and it should be a fun game.
I got to ask you, is there something in the water up there in Bellevue? Because through the years, both public and Marquette have produce some really good basketball players.
And watch out for Bellevue this year.
Yeah.
Bellevue, I know one kid I heard broke his wrist, but they... Bellevue's got a tough team.
Didn't you get a big win against Bellevue just a couple of years ago?
We did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They had a really good score. And
you had to go on the road. Yeah.
We upset them at their place, and we had a fantastic, we were down 10 at half, had just a great second half. Kids were just hustling and stealing, and we kind of put the press on, and we ran, and we were hitting shots, and just the momentum just swung, and we got them at the end. We just had enough. And that was a good, really good team.
Yeah.
Chet's done a great job up there.
That was a tournament game, too. Always nice to get those wins. You get to move on.
Yep.
We're going to see your game Saturday at the Joe when you take on Northeast. Just talking to Brandon Hansen earlier in the program. The last 2 years, these games have come down to a final shot.
I know.
And each have gotten one. Each have gotten one win.
So yeah, I would be happy with that again. Remember the games you want to be in, you want to coach. Nobody wants to play in a game where you're getting beat by 30 or winning by 30. You want those close games, and that's I think that's what really builds the team. You get a big win like that, momentum swing. He's done a great job out there. Every time we've played him, it's been tough. And he's got a lot coming back, and he's got some players out there.
Had a chance to do that game last year out at Goose Lake. Looking forward to doing this one. The thing I remember about that ball game last year was Powell's winning shot. It was a tough shot.
Yeah, it was a contested step back three, and that was a good win for us. And we just come off getting at home by Cal Weed. And the guys were mad, so it was actually a good time to play another game.
All right. Murph, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Upstanding selection and urine savings come together at Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances in downtown Clinton. They feature the name brands you know and trust, Amana, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, and Whirlpool. In addition, at Zirkelbaugh, select from Speed Queen, Maytag, and LG. You will find the selection to go along with the savings and ask your sales associate about 12 months, no interest. Best of the holidays from everyone at Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 325 Fifth Avenue South, with service behind every sale. Visit zirkelbaugh.com anytime.
Have you heard the buzz? Citizens First Bank offers a savings account for youth with CFB, our friendly bumblebee mascot, as your guide. The kids in your life can experience the joy of saving and responsible spending, all with the benefit of local support. Visit one of our branches or our digital branch at gocfb.bank to get started today. Open a CFB youth savings account at Citizens First Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton. Well, here we are again, wrapping up another River City Sports Review, and with me is Bill Vishevitz.
I don't care.
I got your text. Friday is going to be a special night.
Yeah.
At the Your Gym.
Yeah.
Give us some details on it.
Well, the Synergy Group was thinking about a project, and one thing that we're trying to do is boost attendance for all the sports events. And so their idea was to create a thing called the Royal Army. I think we had that back all the way to the 80s, from what I remember. You would see it at football games, and we told them all remember the CHS our cross country lives banner.
Yes.
And so I said, you could do it in conjunction with a lot of different things. And I said, here's an idea. We've been working with some veterans and organizations. I said, December 7th, Saturday, Pearl Harbor. We don't have the what was Dan's last name? He was a survivor of Pearl Harbor. But anyway, Friday night, we're working with Mr. Bray with the Veterans Organization here in town, and we're working with MVETS, and we're selling T-shirts, and the T-shirts are going to be $10. If you have someone who is in your family who's been a veteran of, you know, any service, have them come on down. If they want to be introduced, that's fine. I think we're going to do a thing where we just have veterans stand up. But we are going to have, I think from the VFW post, we're going to have the color guard. Okay. And the kids are really proud, and they're really excited to make this happen. So hopefully Friday night we can make something enjoyable for, you know, the veterans and their families.
So now on Friday, the last couple of years, it seems like we've had freshman game at about 4:30, sophomore game, and then the varsity. Mm-hmm. Do you know, is there going to be a freshman game Friday or not? I got to get in touch with Kevin to find out.
I don't.
Sure.
I haven't talked. Well, the
Bill
kids.
Bill Feaster, member of staff infection, he's now coaching the freshmen.
Right, right. He likes that role of the sage. Teach you the young guys. You know, I'm not sure because it's, you know, I'm not really, I mean, I'm the facilitator of Synergy, but, the, you know, we have all these other projects going on. We're meeting, we're having our final meeting about Friday night tomorrow, so the boys that are organizing this, they're getting everything ready. So I'm not sure if there is a freshman game. I would assume there is.
Okay, I'll find out for sure because I'll be there at the Hank Gilman Press Box.
Yes, you will.
At the W.J. Your Gymnasium.
Yep.
Did Randy Krejci ever officiate any of your basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I saw him last night.
Oh, you did?
He was at the Cedar Rapids-Jefferson River King game. He was grading the officials, and it was great to see Randy. He was an administrator,
yes,
but he loved officiating so much that he got back into officiating.
So, Randy, my father-in-law, Paul Stoppels from Linmar, this is now back in 82. I first met Randy probably back in 82 when I was still teaching, coaching at La Plata. And he was always giving the officials, you know, you had to go to an officials rules meeting. You know, everything now is online, boo, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the great thing about the rules meeting was that sometimes they were held in towns that had little watering holes in them, and you would go there and discuss hoops and, you know, pick the brains of other people or pick up on the gossip of basketball and such. And Randy, he said, all right, boys, get out your pencils. This is going to take exactly 59 minutes. And sure enough, man, he was... It was perfect 59 minutes. You're in and out for that meeting. And he was always a gentleman. He was a great official.
Yeah.
He always knew people's names. Like, you know, you step on the court here. I was a young guy, and he would know me because he remembered meeting me when I was young punk down in Missouri.
He call you Billy?
No.
I wonder if he called you Billy or not.
No.
No, he actually... He sat next to Mary and I at the scorer's table.
Okay.
You go to Cedar Rapids, you're always at the scorer's table when
right.
you broadcast games.
Right. I always loved it when we were coaching, when I was coaching, and I would hear the, I'd hear you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they had you in a corner. Didn't they have you in a corner?
Oh, yeah. I've been all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was there so you could, I could hear him sometimes. An official would make a call, and he would, good call. Or, you know, he got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked to both of the coaches.
Yeah.
Also, during,
yeah.
you know, the game.
Very, very thorough. Here's the other thing about Randy is he was always, in, you know, I coached tennis for about 11 years as the assistant here. And Randy was in charge of the tennis. And when we were, you know, the boys' tennis team was going out, we always sent out either two guys, you know, a doubles team or a single. And so every time I was able to pick up and we'd catch up, you know, real quickly. He was so busy, but... That was always very well run as like anything else.
And I know he officiated with both Lenny
yeah.
and Jerry Kramer at state tournaments.
Right.
I always loved watching Lenny and Jerry work together.
Well, you had to make sure that you got there early because that game wasn't going to go very long. It was up to them. They would always go, okay, tonight, Probably in about an hour and 30 minutes or so, you know, but they did a great job. So,
So appreciate the time. Synergy again, Friday. Salute to veterans.
Salute to veterans.
Get the folks out. Love to see the WJUR gym with a big crowd on hand.
I sure would too. And we're working on other things as well. Like I said, you can reach out if you go on Facebook or Instagram and you just type in Synergy Clinton. It should pop up, and then all the information is on there. And then
Another side note, the head coach of Mount Vernon, the team we're playing, is a former River King, Derek Roberts, and one of his assistant coaches, a very good friend of ours.
Yes, Stu. It'd be good to see Stu again. I didn't realize he was at Mount Vernon. I thought he got out completely, but this will be great to see him again.
Yeah, and I didn't really get a chance to talk to him.
Okay.
Because he came over, and the game had already started. But he started bowing to me. I had no idea what that was all about. You know, it's interesting. Well, when I first met him.
That isn't the first time people bow to you.
I know. When I first met him, he was the coach at Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Right.
And Clinton started playing Jefferson quite a while ago. I think Jared Utoff was one of their players. And we have had home and home with Jefferson for a number of years.
Easily dating back to 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
So when I first... I like to always interview the coaches beforehand before they went to just 15 minutes. It used to be 20 minutes, so I had a little more time to fill.
Right.
But he was wasn't really sure about, you know, doing the interview, but then he's warmed up to me since then.
Well, Stu's a good guy.
Great guy.
Great guy. In fact, I know he's on social media quite frequently, at least four times a year, so I'll reach out to him. And
so you got to be there Friday.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
And he seems like such a cerebral guy.
Oh, very much so. He's
a renaissance man, just like you.
Well, thank you. He was an English teacher. And and we were at a basketball camp. We worked the Hawkeye camp. That's where I met him. And he was coaching a girls' team out of Kansas City. And he had a player. Man, was she a player. And she passed on the Hawkeyes. I think she went to K-State or something like that. But... he wrote a letter to his wife every single night. And I'm going, what are you doing? He goes, I'm writing a letter to my wife. I go, you're going to be home in like 4 days. He goes, yeah, it's just, you know, and not just like, hey, today it was hot in the gym. I mean, they were, I said, look at you and his handwriting. I'm just going, oh, my God. I go, you're an English teacher. I can tell, right?
Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you Friday.
Yep.
We'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes, 242-26.
Clinton, take control of your vehicle before winter by making sure your tires are ready for the winter conditions. Whether it's tires to brakes, batteries, or your car's fluids, have them serviced so you don't find yourself stranded in the cold. When looking for service that is affordable, friendly, and timely, come visit us at Tandem Tire. We are open 5 days a week, located at 105 South 2nd Street here in Clinton. Visit us online at TandemTire.com for our current rebates on a variety of selected tires. Tandem Tire. We know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Did you know if you throw a TV, computer, or other electronic item in the trash, you could be harming your environment? E-waste or electronic equipment that is no longer wanted or needed contains hazardous materials. E-waste accounts for large amounts of lead and heavy metals found in landfills. Don't pitch it. Recycle it. Bring it to the Clinton County Area Solid Waste Agency and dispose of it properly. A small fee is charged for some items and others are disposed of for free. Call 243-4749 or go to ccaswa.com for more information.
Well, certainly a thanks to all the coaches and, of course, Bill McChevitz for stopping by this evening. Tomorrow, we've got Green Bay at Detroit for you. Friday again, the River Kings hosting Mount Vernon. If you're a veteran, we want to see you at the WJUR gym. We got Iowa doubleheader for you on Saturday. The men will face Michigan at Michigan on noon, coming off that big win over Northwestern. The women now ranked number 17. They will be taking on Tennessee. And of course, we're going to be right back out here in 1 week for another River City Sports Review. And then in 2 weeks will be our holiday program when we're going to line up some former preps now competing collegiately. Our thanks to Mike Rastrelli and all his staff. KROS Sports produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports.